here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, September the 19th, 2012. It's the birthday of William Golding, born in Cornwall, England, 1911. His first novel, also his best-known book, Lord of the Flies, written when he was working as a schoolteacher, rejected 21 times before a new editor at Faber & Faber in London decided to take a chance on it. It was on this date in 1940, a Polish soldier named Witold Pilecki allowed himself to be captured by the Nazis. He was a captain in the Polish resistance, and he wanted to find out what was going on near the town of Auschwitz. His superiors thought it was just a German camp for prisoners of war, but Pilecki suspected that something else was happening. So he joined a group of Polish citizens who were being rounded up by Nazis. Pilecki, leaving behind a wife and two young children, was taken to Auschwitz. He was given a number, 4859, and he soon realized that this was a Nazi death camp. He stayed there for 3 years. He smuggled out detailed reports of what was happening, reported on the gas chambers and the ovens to dispose of human remains. And his reports were so horrific that nobody in the Polish underground believed him. His reports made their way to the British and the Americans. He suggested ways to liberate the camp, but still nothing was done. Finally, in 1943, Pilecki, frustrated by the lack of action, faked a case of typhus. He escaped from the hospital. After the war, the Polish underground recruited him to spy on the Soviets, and he was captured by the Polish communist regime, executed for espionage in 1948. It was on this date, 1934, that Bruno Hauptmann was arrested for the kidnapping and murder of Charles Lindbergh's baby. He was convicted of the murder and executed on the basis of circumstantial evidence. His widow, Anna, spent the rest of her life trying to have the verdict overturned, but to no avail. And it was 30 years ago today, in 1982, a computer scientist named Scott Fallman first suggested the use of a colon, a hyphen, and a parenthesis to represent happy and sad faces, the first emoticons. Here's a poem for today by Stephen Dobbins, Cézanne's Seclusion. I have begun to think, he wrote in a late letter, that one cannot help others at all. This from a man who once called friendship the highest virtue. And in another he wrote, will I ever attain the end for which I have striven so long? His greatest aspiration was certainty, yet his doubts made him blame himself wrongly, perceiving each painting a disaster. These swings between boldness and mistrust, intimacy and isolation, led him to stay at home, keep himself concealed, becoming a sort of hermit whose passion for the world directed every brushstroke, changed each creation into an expression of tenderness, which he dismissed, writing, a vague sense of apprehension persists. Cézanne's Seclusion, a poem by Stephen Dobbins from his book Body Traffic, published by Penguin, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, celebrating 100 years of discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.